Here's a man I want to speak to because so many questions have been asked and I don't actually have the answers. It's David Lindsay, who's the director of in the environment department with the council down in Bangor. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, David. Answer me some of these questions so as we know how to get rid of our garden waste. The issue has been raised by a few people. Now, one of the points I want to make to you is it's got to do with the commercial gardeners. Why is it that a commercial gardener can dump garden waste from a trailer towed by a car, but he can't dump garden waste from a trailer towed by a van? Is that actually accurate, what the question I'm asking?
Yes, Frank. I suppose really, to put the context of it, what the council really is doing is trying to tackle the large-scale bringing onto the sites, the household recycling centre sites, of commercial waste in commercial-type vehicles. Now, this council is grappling with a situation where we're probably handling about 15,000 tonnes per year more waste in our household recycling centres compared to the Northern Ireland average. And the domestic ratepayer pays for those household recycling centre services. And the cost, the landfill cost of that extra waste is about 1.4 million. Now, the bulk of the extra waste, that 15,000 tonne that's coming into the sites, is coming in commercial-type vehicles. So the council has introduced a new policy whereby we're basically, as a default, we're not allowing the routine entry to the sites by commercial-type vehicles. Trailers are included in that, except if the trailer is being is bringing just wholly recyclable organic garden waste. But what we have said is to keep with the general rule, regarding commercial type vans and larger vehicles, that will also apply to trailers that are being towed with garden waste, because we could have a crazy situation where we're allowing some types of vans and commercial type vehicles into the site just because they're trailing a trailer with grass, and then we're saying to other commercial type vehicles, no, you can't come into the site. So we provided a specific exemption regarding trailers to allow grass, organic, recyclable garden waste to come in, but only insofar as it's trailed in a car. So if that explains.
Yeah, I guess it's a wee bit more draconian than I had thought. I was expecting you maybe to be giving them sort of a wider berth. So these guys that are on complaining, I'm beginning to nearly understand where they're coming from, because some of them are saying that the only mode of transport they have is a van. They're not involved in any form of commercial activity. They're just delivering their household waste, and it's a van that they're driving.
Okay, Frank, that you've teased that out for me. That's good. I can clear that up one fairly quickly. Any householder who presents at the site and they explain to the site attendant that they are a householder and they verify that and provide that information, and they explain that they don't have a car, they've got a big garden, they've got to get rid of their garden waste, that's what the household recycling centre is there for, there will be absolutely no problem whatsoever with them getting into the site if they explain that they're a householder and they're only using that van because that's their only mode of transport to bring their garden waste into the site. They will be absolutely accommodated. There will be no barrier or restriction to legitimate householder use of the site in that way.
And what about if there's a van and it's towing a trailer but it's absolutely household?
Again, the same thing will apply. If it's a householder coming in with household waste, and they've present themselves to the site attendant and explain that due to various circumstances, that's the only way they have of accessing the site, and they're there bringing their own household waste into the site, there's no problem with that. That will be accommodated, and the site attendants will deal with that.
Yeah, just to be clear, because you broke up a wee bit in my ear, that you can bring if you're a householder, you can bring a van with a trailer.
Absolutely. All you have to do is explain that you're a householder. This garden waste is from your own property, and you've no other means of bringing it into the site. And those circumstances, the site of 10 will just ask a few routine questions, reasonable questions, to ascertain and verify that, and they will be allowed into the site, no problem.
So if someone is driving a car and has a trailer that is obviously a commercial trailer, will they be allowed in?
If they are a householder and they're coming into the site, the average, Frank, if you can imagine your own practices at home, and I think of mine, I mean, the average householder, for legitimate household use for your own property and from your own home, you only would randomly on an ad hoc basis, not particularly frequently, enter the site in those circumstances. But we recognise that some householders do present in those circumstances for very valid, legitimate reasons with waste from their own home. And that will be accommodated within our new regime.
And what about the guys who are doing the commercial gardening and they want to get rid of the leaves and the branches and the cuttings? Well, what is the legitimate way of getting rid of that?
Well, there are various options, Frank, for somebody who provides those types of garden services. If you go to someone's garden and cut their grass, of course, every home in the borough has a brown bin for recycling of organic garden and food waste. So you can use the bins that are at the householder's own property rather than drawing the waste away. We've also said the larger scale garden services companies that there are various private commercial waste management companies out there who you can contract with to deal with your waste. So the use of the council's household recycling centres is not the only option available to any trade or business in terms of managing their waste. And indeed, various companies up and down the country have commercial contracts and arrangements to do that.
But do commercial gardeners have to pay you a tariff even if they come to or have been coming to the amenity site?
No, they don't, because that type of waste entered into the site, because it's deemed to be household waste, we can't charge for it. So if it comes into the site, the council can't legally charge for that type of waste. So effectively, someone operating that type of business would in the past have been coming into the site and disposing of that waste free of charge.
So the message to the commercial gardener is, take your gardening waste somewhere else.
Well, I wouldn't put it as starkly as that. We have said that garden waste can come in routinely into the site in an open trailer. What we have said is the caveat there is that it should be drawn in a regular car, because we have introduced a general default ban on commercial type vehicles. And in order to comply with that general ban on commercial type vehicles into the site, what we've said is that if you're bringing trailer loads of garden waste grass, which we are allowing, it should be drawn in a car.
Okay, so the guy who raised this earlier on today, he said he now had to get a different vehicle because he's only got a van and he does want to bring a trailer load of garden waste into the amenity site. He is actually right. He'll not be able to use the facility unless he either drives a car or borrows a car. It's difficult for him then. So how does... Give me an example of where he would dump his rather large amount of garden waste.
There are, Frank, I mean, without, obviously for obvious reasons, commercial reasons, I can't show any bias towards any particular company, but there are a plethora of waste management companies, including recycling companies and composting companies, that will take and manage that type of waste. And it's a case of entering into the normal business type of arrangement contract that any business would have to do to deal with any waste arisings that are a consequence of their operation of their business.
Okay, so there are plenty of options there. He goes and pays to get it done, and he can pass on the charge to the householder.
And build that into his business model and build that into the service cost. And what the council would say is that, you know, if we apply this evenly to everyone, no one's being disadvantaged. So if the cost to the third person who's hiring those services goes up slightly as a consequence of any changes that someone has to make to how they dispose of their waste, well, then it goes up the same for everyone, because we apply the same rule across the board.
It's going to lead to some friction, isn't it, between people who are tired and edgy at the end of a hard working day and they arrive with a trailer load of stuff and your operatives are there trying to be as diplomatic as they can. There will be a bit of friction.
Well, Frank, one of the reasons we gave the 6-7 week lead-in period is we're embarked on a process now of providing information to people and advice to people. We're giving out leaflets. We're giving lists from the Northern Ireland Environment Agency's a list of companies that are licensed as waste management companies. So we're trying to avoid the scenario that you've described. We do accept that if we just flicked a light switch and some Monday morning someone had turned, or some Monday afternoon someone had turned up and the rules had changed overnight. So the rules are not changing overnight. We're giving plenty of due notice to how the changes are going to affect people in the future, i.e. at the end of August. And Frank, I suppose the really important message that the council wants to get out there is that the borough has something like 160,000 residents, and those residential domestic ratepayers pay for council services. That's where the cost of running these centres and managing this waste, that's how that cost is paid for. And no, the council wants to assure residential householder users of our sites that they will continue to receive a first-class service, and they will not be impeded in any way in using the sites for legitimate household purposes. And further to that, no trade or business who wants to use the site for small amounts of trade or business waste will be disadvantaged either. So the council is keeping its doors open to trade or business waste, but we want to control that and manage that by stipulating that that waste cannot be brought in large volumes and large weights in commercial type vehicles.
Okay, and
so
this
that's
is
the rationale for it, Frank. You know, it's just important. It's important for your listeners to understand that. You know, that from the borough.
No, fair point. And this is North Down and Ards Borough Council. It's slightly different in other councils. This isn't universal across Northern Ireland. David, you've been very helpful. I think Damien has a quick question. What was your question, Damien? Please.
I would like to ask that guy there. I would have an occasion to dump an oil tank. People who are changing from oil to gas. And I would cut the tanks up and bring them into that amenity centre. My understanding is that everybody's entitled to have their tank disposed of. So will he come out if I cut that tank up and leave it at the customer's front door? Will his council employees come out and lift it free of charge?
What is the story with the oil tanks, please, David?
Yes, the council has a bulky waste service for householders, so. If an oil tank is cut in half, like just as your listener has described, and rings up for a bulky waste collection service, the council will collect that for them. And there's a £15 charge for up to six items. So that would only be that item plus five other items could be collected for a £15 collection charge.
Why is it so important to have it cut in half?
It's just in terms of the size, the managing of it, because when the bulky waste lorry arrives, in terms of just managing that, a large bulky item like that and getting it into the vehicle.
But Damien's not going to be able to arrive at the amenity site with it.
Oh, if that's his own oil tank and he brings that to the site, he absolutely can.
But if he dismantled three or four in the one day and arrived round, he couldn't do that.
No, if he's doing that as a business, no, he couldn't. No, that's correct.
Yep. Okay, David, thank you. Damien, thank you for the question. Very informative, David. Appreciate you coming on and answering. I hope it's clearer now for people in the North Down area. But thank you.
Thanks a lot, Frank. And Frank, if we just say, if anyone has any query, please ring the council direct and we can hopefully clear up any misunderstandings.
No bother. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
And there is this period of 6 weeks or so where you can liaise with the staff and they'll explain to you what's happening. It's not an overnight flick of the switch, as indeed David said.